All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello once again, friends, and welcome back to the show. Mondays are a little different around here because I have to, right in the middle of it, pause what I'm doing and head over to the radio station and have the weekly staff meeting. Now, I don't really go over there. I just sit right here and hit another button, and the next thing I know, I'm in a room full of amazing people at the radio station in Northern Michigan talking. Now, I thought I had a great idea. I really did. And so it went back and forth. This was the idea. Every year, we do a thing called the Tournament of Rock, which I love Tournament of Rock time. Each member of the radio station picks their team. Like, let's say it's Guitar Gods. And I pick Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's on my team. And everybody else drafts their Guitar Gods. And then you have, this is like right around the time March Madness is going on. So then you have like the brackets. So you'd have Stevie Ray Vaughan taking on Eddie Van Halen. And then the audience goes to the website and they vote for their favorite. So that's cool. But, you know, we're always looking for new angles. How I think we did best rock drummer, best rock group, whatever. So I said, how about Heavenly Tournament of Rock? You got a lot of dead people. And at first, the idea was met with, well, yeah, but I don't know, EZ. You know, that's that makes us sound old. And then so I just said, oh, well, all right. But then they kept talking about it. And then they're like, well, not exactly. I mean, you've got a number of all of the grunge acts have somebody who's dead in the band. You can look at Chester, what's his fuck, from Linkin Park. He could be in it, you know. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like old school, like all the members of Lynyrd Skynyrd. So then they're kind of like, well, maybe. So I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was great, but. Alan says Chester Bennington, the name of the guy. Boy, is he terrible. That guy sucks so bad. I remember when that guy, he unalived himself. And I, you know, Ben said, yeah, this is him, man. And I'm like, well, this is terrible. How did he ever get famous? He sounds like shit. Bread Bull Brain Chris says they got a hell of a band. Stephen King short story. Heaven, right? Heaven has a hell of a band. I don't know. I liked it. All right. By the way, this show is powered by amazing sponsors. If you have someone who has a business that you think that it would be great for them to get in front of the world by being on my show, let me know. Skydive Grand Haven is an awesome sponsor, and you're going to skydive with me, and all you need to do is head over to skydivegrandhaven.com, click where it says shop gift certificates. You're going to get a 8,000-foot tandem jump for $249. That's saving you money. That's the Christmas/New Year's special with your old pal EZ, $249. We did it for Black Friday. It was $189, but that went away. I told you that was going to be short-lived. You can still jump out of a plane, though. It's a one-of-a-kind gift that somebody in your life is going to love, or get it for yourself. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. Click, shop, gift certificates. I cannot wait to jump with all of you. If you have a truck with a Duramax engine or an Allison transmission, and it goes haywire, take it to Merchant Automotive in Zeeland, Michigan. Merchant-Automotive.com. The diesel specialist and Allison transmission specialist in all of West Michigan. Duramax engine, Allison transmission. If whatever you're riding doesn't have one of those, don't even bother. okay? Not to mention, they have a they have thousands of kits that they manufacture built to your vehicle specifications that can improve the performance of your ride. Don't believe me? Head to their website, merchant-automotive.com. Man Bun Chris is here. He says, quick meeting. I thought I was going to be early, LOL. Yeah, it was pretty fast, and then I didn't get up and get distracted or anything like that. I got right after it and wanted to make sure that I got started as quickly as possible because the next couple of days, today and tomorrow, are extremely busy. I've got a 2 p.m. meeting with a podcast host as I am shopping around the new podcast that I am the showrunner for. I might as well tell you the names of the people involved in the podcast. I teased this earlier. Let me give you the background on how this all started. Drew over at Impact Power Sports, who is the sponsor of this show, has had a working relationship with Lomas Brown. Hey, Dan! For quite some time. By the way, Lomas did not make the Hall of Fame. Maybe next year. He's the radio play-by or color commentary voice for the Detroit Lions. I've talked about Lomas many times on here. Love Lomas. Lomas said, hey, I want to do a podcast. And he goes, yeah? With who? He goes, Tim Hardaway, NBA Hall of Famer, and Lindsey Hunter, who played many years with the Pistons, has two NBA titles, two NBA championship rings. All three of these guys hang out, and they've done one episode of the podcast. They did a pilot called the Crossover Podcast. They recorded audio video at Barry Sanders Bar in Detroit. This gives you the vibe of like spitting chiclets for NBA and NFL. There's another NBA podcast with Steven Jackson called All the Smoke. That's what this reminds me of. So they said, we want to do a podcast. So Drew said, yeah, sure. I can create that. I can do all that for you. And then Drew called me up and he says, they want me to build this podcast for them. I go, yeah. He goes, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I go, well, why did you say yes? He goes, because I knew you would know what you're doing. I go, well, of course I know what I'm doing. What do you want? He goes, you got to run it. I go, all right, let's talk turkey. We figured it out. And I am in charge of all the audio. And I'm in charge of the sales, which is the most important thing. So I'm going to be calling so-and-so casino and so-and-so auto dealership. Wouldn't you like to be part of the Crossover Podcast with NBA Hall of Famer Tim Hardaway, two-time NBA champion Lindsey Hunter, and Super Bowl champion Lomas Brown? He won a Super Bowl title with the New York Giants back in the day. That's why I was hoping Lomas made the Hall of Fame. Two Hall of Famers would have been awesome. So that's going to be... That's literally a no-brainer. People are going to subscribe to that. All right? It's going to be loaded with audience. It's not like some niche boutique show like this one. So I reached out to the people that host the audio platform for this podcast, Red Circle. And I go, look, I got a show and you got to host it, but you're not getting it for free because they're going to sell the shit out of it on their end. So this needs to, there needs to be an exchange of dollars and cents for this to work. So I'm bullish about this podcast that I am now And then these guys get paid by the show. So I said, why don't you do this? Start it out as a weekly show with the hopes that it goes every day. And the guys are like, well, yeah, you know, we're hopeful that we can make it happen. I go, well, of course you can make it happen. You're Tim Hardaway, Lindsey Hunter, and Lomas Brown. If a shitty NFL punter can make the biggest podcast in the world, why can't you? No one knew who fucking Pat McAfee was. No one. He's not even a football player. He's a fucking punter. If Pat fucking McAfee can make it, you three can fucking do a hell of a lot better show than that asshole. I've seen that piece of shit show. It sucks. So I'm excited about this. I have a 2 p.m. meeting today. Thus, I can't be dicking around. I got to get my show done. I got to get my chores done. The things that I do on a regular basis. Can't be fucking around here. Man Bun Chris says, I need X amount for audio and sales, and I need to be able to talk about this on a show with Ben Glaze, Dan. I hope to one day be able to sit down with Lomas and say, has anyone ever told you that when you're doing your NFL broadcasts, you have certain things that you say that are crutches? Have you ever heard of the term crutch? You know what that means? And then he's going to say no. I'm going to say, yeah. I want you to eliminate the word again from your language and stop saying Dan's name. We all know it's Dan. All right. So that's taking up my time today. Tomorrow is a Big Fraud Tuesday. We'll kick it off with Who Are These Free Beers? And then we will do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I'm not sure. Now, free beer, I guess, is stuck because there's like a no-fly zone because of the attack on Venezuela or whatever, so he can't get back or whatever. I don't know. Man Bun Chris says, what is the show called again? It's called The Crossover Podcast. I might be able to get a clip of it here. No, I don't want to fuck around. It always gets me too distracted while I'm looking for it. It's not The Crossover. You might be able to find it under TCO. Again, there's only been one episode, and it's not a complete episode. They recorded one episode and then made about 50 clips of that episode. This hasn't even officially launched yet. All right? I'm wondering where Kelly was today on the big show. I wonder what happened. One of you sent me a clip that she was, that she went, a little picture. I can't see it because she's blocked me on everything. That she was, she had made a trip to Spain to see her boyfriend, El Gigante. Bread Bull Brain Chris says she has the flu. Oh, okay. All right. So her health is in question. All right. Hopefully she makes a full recovery. And I mean that. But yeah, she had posted pictures, I guess. She went halfway around the world on a transatlantic booty call and then came back. How do you think that's going to work out? Honestly, if you're falling in love with a guy who lives halfway around the world, you're really setting yourself up for a disaster, in my opinion. Unless if the dude plans on moving there or you plan on moving here or you plan on moving there, why bother? Don't fall in too deep like Genesis used to sing about. You know, you're really making a big mistake. That could be terrible. You got to date some guy who's close to home. Because if I recall, she went on a trip to Europe like half a year ago. And she took this guy to Pound Town. And then now they're like boyfriend, girlfriend. Fuck, man. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I can't wait until you and Ben review today's shit show. Yeah, you got Hot Wings leading the charge. And then Steve is part of it. And Maitland, that's ugly. That is an ugly combination. Ben Glaze, you pick what part of the show you want to listen to, and then I'll clean up the rest. I want to touch a little bit about the attacks on me. I talked about it in the first half of this show and my responses, which were devastating. This was the first one. Jamie Drummond wrote, short man, little penis syndrome here. And the first thing I do, I look at the pictures. And I said, well, fluffy girl, too many filters syndrome here. And I want any of you, I want you all to know that I don't mean to, if some of you are fluffy, it's weird because I use that as an insult, but I don't have a problem with anyone who's fluffy. But I do like to point it out. Like, I would never dream of being insulting towards any of the people that I love about fluffiness. However, if a person is rude to me, I am going to use the fluffy factor to my advantage. All right? And that's what I did here. But my problem isn't so much the fluffiness. My problem is the filter. I don't care if anybody's fluffy. I like a little fluff sometimes. I mean, I just generally love everything. But that's not what this is about. My problem was the filters. And the chick with the filters let me have it. And then she responded with something along the lines of, yeah, well, I'm just confident. And I'm like, no, you're not. If you're using a filter, that is not confidence. You're taking your appearance and you're making it different. Why would you do that? Rebecca says, it's all about context with you, EZ. I know the difference between using fluffy as a kind endearment versus using it as an attack. And that's actually being polite when I say that about somebody who's a fat fuck like this bitch, I'm actually being kind. And part of the reason why I didn't just call her a fat fuck is because I don't want to get banned on Facebook. I enjoy the sport of what I do on Facebook. Not going to lie to you. Would I rather be working on Pooh Bear's library? Yes. But if I have to, if someone is going to say short man, little penis syndrome here, yeah. I'm not opposed to that. She wrote, "Aw, you want to troll me? I'm flattered." And then I went ahead and I focused on this picture of her. This is what this chick thinks looks great. This woman looks like an alien to me. That's horrific. First of all, relax. There's no reason to scrunch up your forehead like this. You look like a fucking Klingon. David says the eye makeup is awful. You know, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. I actually like that. It's a little too much, but I think that this chick has pretty eyes. But my bigger concern is the filter. She is using a fucking filter. Why would you do this? All right. Fast forward. Pam here says, I'm so glad he's not on the show anymore. This is Pam. Right here. Now, she could eat corn through a picket fence with these teeth. Holy shit. I can't take credit for that one, by the way. That was my... One of my hillbilly friends in Tennessee used to see that. Man, damn, she could eat those teeth. She could eat corn to her picket fence. Holy shit. Fucking A, she could eat corn to her picket fence. My God. I fired off the joke because of the space between those teeth, and I'll link these up in the show notes of this show so you can see for yourself this catastrophe. If you're not following me on Facebook, you miss this shit. Follow me on Facebook and you'll get a notification when I have to drop a bomb. And that's what I did. I clicked on Pam Elkin's name and then I start scrolling through the pics, and most of the pics she smiles without opening her mouth, the poor thing. Which she's obviously conscientious of her, her appearance. Maybe her confidence is low. She's constantly smiling without opening her mouth. However, in one, she opened her mouth, and that's not good. Now I got you. You can't be letting me have it. And then you have this that exists, because I am going to respond in only the way I can. And I said, if you crammed a couple Yahtzee dice in there, nobody would notice. And I always know that the joke lands when someone says it's Savage or has a picture of Randy Macho Man Savage, or like Logan here, he's got an explosion emoji, which means whammo. If I get the whammo, you know that that joke hit. Man Bun Chris says, my favorite part is that they don't realize it's sport. If they listened to the show, they'd realize that, LOL, but most honestly think you are just up in your attic dreaming about being on Freebird and Hot Wings again. LOL, too good. Exactly. They think that I'm like sitting there crying, and then constantly people say, oh my God, you're so bitter and you're so mean. It's like, I'm really not. I am not. I am a loving, sweet soul. I want nothing but everybody to get along, all right? But I can't go a handful of minutes without somebody getting all caught up in their feelings and attacking me. And it's like, well, and I don't even respond to all of them. Let me reach out again to the guy who gave away my phone number. Let me see if we can get this asshole on.
Hi, you reached the voicemail of Doug Horner. I'm unable to take your call right now.
All right. Hey, this is Eric Zane, and your information is being sold online. You know, the personal stuff. Search your own name. It's surprising what's out there. That's because people are taking your information and they're selling it. I've got a way to make all of your personal information disappear. You are not for sale. Whether you agreed to it or not, that information is available for people to buy and sell. Not okay. It's 100% true. Data brokers make billion selling your private details and you get nothing. You don't even get a choice. Aura lets you fight back. A-U-R-A. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura is more than just data broker removal. It's a full digital security suite that protects every part of your life online. Aura gives you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager to keep logins safe, and spam call protection to cut off the scammers. Aura also scans the dark web for your most sensitive info like your social security number, bank logins, and passwords, and notifies you instantly if they are exposed. And if your identity is ever stolen, you're backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. And right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. But that's not all. Oh, no. This guy, Frank, wrote, "It's funny how Zane turns off posting photos so no one can post pictures of his ugly ass." And it's like, well, yeah, of course. Like, I talked about that in the previous hour of this show. But again, I looked at Frank's profile, and that didn't really strike me as anything to write home about. But I did notice that Frank has a spot in his residence, all right, where these are dolls. They're wrestling stars. So he has gone ahead and he collects these toys and he puts them on display. So that's all I needed to see. So I wrote, "Hey, everybody, guy who collects, displays, and proudly posts his wrestling doll collection is back, LOL." Now, what I didn't put in there was plays with. And I know this guy plays with them because if he was collecting them, there's something that you would see. They would all be in a box. Frank responded with, "Eric Zane, funny thing is they are worth more than income." Michael wrote, "Your doll collection is, quote, worth more than income," with several laughy emojis. Oh, my God. And I wrote, "Really? Tell me more about your great investing prowess." Lisa wrote, "Dude, you're a grown man who collects toys. Take a seat." Thank you to Lisa. Yeah, this is ugly. He also wrote, "You're a 50-plus-year-old loser who can't get over getting fired from a show 10-plus years ago." Well, that's not quite 10 years, but again, that is the easy out. Somehow... I really want to be back on that show. It's ridiculous to even suggest that. I couldn't disagree more with you. No, there would be nothing to make fun of if this show was actually any good. Let go for running your mouth. So yet you still run your mouth. I'm sure your wife and kids are very proud. Well, yeah. Again, this all was brought to me. I didn't go looking for this. You did. You came to me with this. So Bob says, "I'm almost as good of an investment as Pokemon cards." Amy says, "I bet he has Beanie Babies too." My God. Allen says they've all been up his ass. Man Bun Chris says CIA level troll job here. Yeah, if anybody ever comes after you, the first thing you need to do is go on the image and like have fun with it. Molly says, I love your show, EZ, but yes, the Freeburn Hot Wings gets to be a bit much sometimes. Yeah, I know. And I know. And I know that one or two of you probably feel that way, but I'm guessing most everybody here, you see, it isn't so much what you have to understand, Molly, is that it isn't so much who I'm targeting it at. It's the jokes. These are all good jokes, and it doesn't matter who is actually the target of that. You know? In fact, I would guess that most people here love every bit of this. So you are no doubt 100% in the minority. If I'm wrong, someone please tell me. I would love to hear the opposing viewpoint. All right. I always know when I'm in trouble when someone says, I love you, but... and then the guy who gave away my number, this was the dude, by the way, Man Bun Chris says, I started listening to EZ during BBL and I love the drama and pot stirring. I guess I should say, Molly, break down some cool topics I can talk about, please. You see, now you're making yourself the target. It doesn't take much to get a sensitive soul like me riled up. So, ladies and gentlemen, can we go ahead? I think we've been down this road before. Can we go ahead and get some topics that Molly wants us to talk about? I think this might have happened the last time I talked about this. Didn't it? Didn't we go through that again? I'm pretty sure I beat her up last time she did that. Hey, talk about what I want to talk about. Tyler says this has definitely happened before. Hey, I love you, Molly, but you telling me what to talk about definitely gets old. Alan says maybe we should talk about 40-hour work week. Oh, that's right. She's against working any longer than... Okay, now we're ending the discussion about Free Beer and Hot Wings, and we're now focusing on Molly's... hard and fast rule that she shouldn't have to work more than 40 hours. You see, you definitely don't want to put yourself in the crosshairs here. You probably metaphorically saw the guns kind of turn towards you. That's what happens. The one thing you never want to do in the chat is try to tell me on my own show what I'm doing or offer that type of criticism. It's probably not going to work out for you. The last thing I checked, this sign right here, it doesn't change. It doesn't say the Molly Show. It's the Eric Zane Show. I pretty much do what I want. You know, I don't really take kindly when people come in here and say, yeah, talk what I want to talk about. Molly says, I didn't make any criticism, nor did I tell you to change your topic today. Well, look, all we can do here is consume what you give us. And you might be trying to revise the history here, but anybody who has any idea as to what is going on knows full well what you were trying to do. That's all it is. And I get it. I know that. And so, good news. I am no longer talking about free beer and hot wings. and making fun of them and their stupid audience. I am now talking about program director Molly and her love of working 39 hours, 59 minutes a week. And this is what Molly does all week long. She works 39 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds, and then stops no matter what, and tells me how to run my show. That's what she does. We all know that. And we're blessed to have that. And if you really want to get me to change what I'm talking about, make that suggestion. Hey, kid, this is getting old. You understand, I do this for a living. This is you basically telling me how to change what I'm doing for a living so that you can feel better about yourself. You've told me, I get it. I know. Sometimes audience members like to feel better about themselves, so they take a run at me while the show is going on. That's what's happening here. And so I think you're on to something. This is an outstanding way to get me to stop talking about what you don't want me to talk about anymore. Red Bull Brain Chris says, one of the people you attacked is a friend of mine for 20 plus years. I didn't mention it or ask you to back off. I didn't want the guns to turn on me. That's a fucking champion move right there, Red Bull Brain Chris. Is it a new attack? Is it one of the most recent dust-ups that I've had? Because once I get three or four going on at once, I forget the ones that I've done. Anyway, when it comes to the guy who posted my phone number, he did it anonymously, which I was able to find out who it was. This Doug Horner character. He writes, attack the show itself, not him. So he gives up my phone number, and then he tells these people how to actually attack me. Attack the show itself, not him. Call out the low listenership. How does he know how many people listen to my show? Nobody knows that. I know that. Low listenership and how he harasses people to get them to listen. Also, here's a phone number. What a cock. Well, so if you wanted to call Doug, hold on.
Hi, you reached the voicemail of Doug Horner. I'm unable to take your call.
If you wanted to call Doug, should I give his phone number out? I mean, is that two wrongs make a right? Two wrongs don't make a right? I don't know. I think I'll just keep that close to the vest. You know, I don't want to do that. There's plenty more to talk about today. And Molly is happy about that. Let's see. Rebecca says, give one of us Doug Horner's phone number, please. Man Bun Chris says, don't dox him. By the way, I found out that this is not officially doxing. If you give out a phone number, it's not. And what he did is not actually illegal. Let's get into, this was at Scott Van Pelt. He got a little bit of heat with this one. There was a couple guys that were kissing on TV during the New Year's Eve coverage or whatever the fuck. And I think he started to like get disgusted, and then he realized it and ripcorded and then tried not to act disgusted. Is that what you felt too when you saw this? This is how it unfolded. And by the way, Tyler says, I think this is being misinterpreted. Well, tell you what, let's watch and figure it out.
Okay, what's up, guys? So ESPN, Scott Van Pelt is...
This is not the video I want. Shit.
ESPN.
Because this guy is like narrating it. Okay, this might be it. It was hard to find. Okay, so there's like a guy and a girl making out, celebrating.
Yeah, live makeouts on SportsCenter. Get into it. Oh, what do we got? We got love in the air.
Oh, wow, bro.
Tony and Mike on kazoos. Who's having a good time? Happy New Year, everybody.
Okay, I think my gut tells me he started to be grossed out and then ripcorded on the gross out because he realized he looked like a homophobe.
Yeah, live makeouts on SportsCenter. Get into it. Oh.
Right there, that.
What do we got? We got love in the air.
I believe that. I am team. For 1 second, he was disgusted. I don't know. He could have been either disgusted or maybe of the mindset that that's something you don't show on TV because it's two dudes, which is, I guess, inaccurate. Who knows? I don't know. Tyler says, I think it was meant more like a, man, bring the live makeouts. Stevie says, nice save. Alan says, legendary save. Tyler says, I think it's being misinterpreted. Man Bun Chris says, they're maybe just awkward because it's a sports highlight show, LOL. What is he meant to do with it? Well, I know, but he didn't seem disgusted when it was a guy and a girl, though. He was all about it.
Makeouts on
Sports. See? He was like, oh, yeah, they're making out on SportsCenter. And then.
SportsCenter. Get into it. Oh, what do we got?
Yeah, he was saying, what are we doing? That's what he wanted to say. And then he caught himself. This is clear. He hates gays. That's what happened. 100%. He is hating on gay people there. Any one of you who think otherwise are stupid. Tyler, he says it was right when they cut back to him when he had the, come on reaction, though. No. We all know Scott Van Pelt is a homophobe after that. Man Bun Chris says, yeah, true, LOL. At least he caught it or else Castellanos would have had to come back early from vacation to hit a home run. Alan says he caught himself from saying, what the fuck? I was thinking about it. What would I have done if that were me? If I was on TV and I saw two dudes making out, I would have gone, yeah! I mean, that happened to me. It was a week ago. We did the kiss cam at the Great Lakes Invitational. And these two dudes from Michigan Tech that were in the pep band, they started making out on the kiss cam. And I saw it and went, yes! Yes! Thank God! 100%. Love that. We need more man on man, girl on girl. We need to reduce the stigma that it's got to be a dude and a chick. So I'm not buying that. Oh, yeah, he caught it. He didn't catch anything. That was awful. Before we continue, some sponsorship mentions. Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Jackie's car is there right now getting a radiator leak or some type of coolant leak fixed. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. ervines.com. They'll take care of any problem you have with your car, hybrid, EV, you name it. They've got free loaner cars. They're right in the middle of beautiful Grand Rapids, Michigan. 616-532-6600 for ervines.com. Get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop in West Michigan. Three locations. Standale. No, that's not right. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming. Kingsroom.net for exact locations, schedules, and whatnot. Any more information you need there. Haircut will set you back $21. Dudes get their hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, and so do chicks who like short hair. Kingsroom.net. Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225 in West Michigan. If you need to get a tree taken care of in your neck of the woods, that's who you call. Kuiper, KuiperTreeCare.com, 616-828-8225. What are you doing, O'Neill? And finally, some of you are scratching your head about the Affordable Care Act and how your health insurance went up on January 1. I told you. You can take advantage of Frank's services for free, Frank Fuss. He is the expert on healthcare.gov. Head over to appointmentwithfrank.com. That's appointmentwithfrank.com, and he'll get you situated with everything you need. There was some fucking the Alabama game in the Rose Bowl. They were showing their military might. The Pat McAfee show on a hot mic during the flyover of the game. This moment happened.
Oh, yeah, America.
Yes.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a stealth bomber going over. Boy, those things look cool, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, America.
Yes. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Now let's kick off the second half of the Rose Bowl. Holy hell. I got chills right now.
Halftime flyover?
I just got a red, white, and boner.
I think I got a little freedom. The erection happening as well. How could you not?
Now, I don't know for sure that that happened on regular TV. But one of the things I love about Pat McAfee, which I'm not a fan of his show, is that he has so much juice that a Disney property puts him on and he says crazy shit like that. I love that. That means if you've got the juice, you can say or do whatever you want. Finally today, there was a horrific Muppety Flippity, one of the worst of all time. Some guy for Duke named Kobe Smith. You'll see him fly in on the side of the screen here. On the right-hand side of this TikTok. His leg is going to hit his teammate's leg, kind of like what happened to Aiden Hutchinson. And that leg is going to snap in half. Hang on, O'Neill's having a hard time because he's got to go poo, so I'm going to get this done ASAP. This is gruesome.
Another look at the play. And
wow!
Oh, okay,
that's a bad one.
Play.
So this guy here is going to come flying in, and you will see his leg.
And
wowzer! Oh. It looks rubber.
Okay. That's a bad one.
Yes.
He actually ran into his own player.
By the way, this is Gary Danielson's final game.
From the opposite side, yeah. Tyshawn Reed, you can feel the pain from up here.
Wow, look at that thing go. That's some intense crack-a-lacka. All-timer.
On the opposite side, yeah. Tyshawn Reed. You can feel the pain.
Yes, you can. My God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the asshole of the day. If you have a nomination, by all means, get it in. It was going to be people that were attacking me. Linda says Trump. Disagree. I can't make it Trump. I think this happened last time. The asshole of the day is Molly for trying to run the Eric Zane Show podcast. That's going to do it. My time is done. I'll check you on the Patreon bonus podcast a little later on. Thank you, folks, for being here. Till next time. Bye-bye.